Hello, my name is Kate Horner, and I work at Friends of the Earth in the United States.
Okay, Kate, so now please tell me, what are the most important fights or works that Friends of the Earth United States has been doing?
Well, I've been at Friends of the Earth for about 4 years now, and Friends of the Earth in the U.S. has a long history of looking at the economic drivers of environmental degradation around the world. We started working on the development banks and their role in harmful infrastructure developments, and started looking then at the role of private finance in development banks and how to have less socially and environmentally harmful lending in private banks, as well as the role of trade agreements in increasing both harmful export-oriented industries and in constraining the policy space that many countries need to implement sound regulations to govern their economies. That's a little bit of the history of it. And since I've been working at Friends of the Earth, our work has looked mostly at the climate crisis. And we understand and view the climate crisis as a consequence of the harmful economic practices that have pervaded the global system for a long time. And our climate work cuts across lots of different programs. We have people working to fight increased use of tar sands, dirty fuels in Canada, and pipelines that would be coming into the United States. Some of my colleagues work on the increased use of biofuels that have caused serious pollution and harm both in the United States and abroad, as well as my work internationally, which has looked mostly at the United Nations and the need to secure an aggressive rules-based international system to ratchet down emissions globally in those countries that have caused this problem, and to provide significantly scaled up resources for developing countries to address the problem, both to reduce their own emissions and to address the impacts of climate. That work has been ongoing for the last couple of years, and it's been pretty difficult, I'd have to say. As we started working on it, we recognized that this work at the UN goes right to the heart of developed country economies, and that they are devoting considerable geopolitical resources to secure outcomes that are favorable to them at the expense of developing countries and at the expense of equity and justice for their own people, and largely, oftentimes, in favor of transnational corporations who've caused the problem. We continue to work very hard with our colleagues around the world to generate global pressure on those that have caused this problem, and we've had some setbacks along the way. Probably the biggest one has been the Copenhagen Accord, which is undemocratic and untransparent agreement that was signed by a small group of countries. And as we now see, according even to the United Nations, the pledges for emissions reductions would deliver a 4 or 5 degrees Celsius world. That kind of global warming would cause unimaginable suffering around the world. Even with a 2 degree temperature increase, you'll see agricultural yields cut in more than half in the next several decades for those countries that are already experiencing significant food insecurity. This kind of warming would cause irreparable and unimaginable havoc and chaos. That being said, the fight is still alive, and we're still fighting to ensure that developed countries make good on their legal obligation to address this problem that they caused, that is continuing to affect people and lives and livelihoods around the world.
Okay, Kate, when did FOE US become part of Friends of the Earth International?
Well, Friends of the Earth started in the US about 42 years ago. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary very recently. Friends of the Earth US was one of the organizations that started Friends of the Earth International with a handful of European groups. And that was a really exciting time. It was the the work of one of the environmentalists in the U.S. by the name of David Brower, who was a visionary in his time. And over the course of several years, I wasn't around, but I've heard the stories that there was a very strong interest in having a global movement, and not just member groups in northern countries, but there was a very strong need to address the problems around the world. And since then, Friends of the Earth has now expanded to countries in every continent and in almost 77 countries around the world.
How do you evaluate, or what is the importance that has had for Friends of the Earth United States to be part of this federation?
Well, I think the thing that everyone in my organization thinks about being a part of the network is how incredibly inspiring it is to be a part of a network of so many truly committed and extraordinary activists that are fighting not only for the environment, but for social justice and for democracy and for the lives of their families and communities and for future generations. I think that what that means for us in the U.S., who are often blinded by the challenges of our own political reality in the U.S., it's really important for us to see the possibilities of different ways of working and different ways of challenging the world that we live in. I think it also is really important for us to link up with struggles around the world, so often because the American government and transnational corporations that are based in the U.S. have such extraordinary impact on communities around the world. So it's increasingly important for us to link those struggles of the communities that are affected internationally with the communities that are affected in the U.S. There are so many communities in the U.S. that are affected by increased production of oil and suffer unimaginable health impacts associated with, for example, refineries. In California, where I've lived, in the Gulf, in New York, all around the country. And I think that there's incredible opportunity to build solidarity between the fights that we have in the U.S. with the fights that are happening internationally. And I think that's one of the things that we've tried to do and we hope to do more of in the future.
Okay, to finish, how do you define Friends of the Earth International?
Well, I remember sitting at a Friends of the Earth U.S. staff meeting, and it was just around the time of the Friends of the Earth strategic plan being released, and somebody made a presentation of a campaign that they were working on. And the staff in the U.S. Was sitting around the table, and one person sat at the table and raised their fist up in the air, and they said, "Mobilize!" And then the next person sitting next to them stuck their fist up in the air, and they said, "Resist!" And then the next person stuck their fist up in the air and they said, "Transform." And I thought it was a great example of how the work that we do inspires people to take on different challenges. I mean, there are different organizations in the Federation that are resisting, and there are many that are focusing their work on transforming and providing new solutions, and many that are focused on mobilizing new constituencies to bring into the problem. But it cuts across all of those, and I think it's exciting to see in the network all of those three strands coming together to create a very powerful global movement.
Okay.